Ramana, Synonym for Grace by G.V. Subramaya. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi used to say that grace, that is arul or anugraha, is not a mere quality of the Supreme Self, the transcendental absolute, but another name, a synonym. This applies equally to Bhagavan himself. As the life-giving light is to the sun, so grace is to Bhagavan. It is manifest not only in his verbal upatesa, but in his very look and person, nay, in his presence itself. All those who had the good fortune of entering into his presence testify in one voice to their instant experience of peace and solace. Bhagavan's silent poise is more eloquent and impressive than his speech. Bhagavan's grace extends even beyond his physical presence. The mere thought of remembrance of Bhagavan is enough for one to feel the thrill of his grace. Once, Bhagavan read out the letter of an American lady devotee who had never seen Bhagavan, in which she described how the mere thought of Bhagavan would transport her mind into ecstasy for hours together. And Bhagavan observed that she was a greater devotee than many of us who sat around him in the hall. Nay, Bhagavan's grace transcends the mental plane too. Strictly speaking, even the thought or remembrance of him is not necessary for the functioning of his grace. It always surrounds us like the atmosphere, generates good thoughts in us, and stimulates our good impulses. If we are able to think well, to concentrate and meditate, to do any good work, nay, if we are able to breathe and live, it is entirely due to the grace of Bhagavan. Even the thought of contributing an article to Ramana Jyoti, the choice of the theme and this very writing are, in fact, due to Bhagavan's grace. The project of Sri Ramana Auditorium, like all the previous sacred projects of Sri Ramanashramam, is certainly owing to Bhagavan's grace. If still we go wrong in thought and deed, it is despite Bhagavan's grace and due to the perversity of our ego. It should be, however, noted that Bhagavan's grace functions not by an act of his will, but naturally and spontaneously as rays of light emanate from the sun. Bhagavan says, the jnani, that is the realized soul, has no will. He does nothing himself. He merely is. When something comes into his cosmic consciousness, a divine automatic activity starts at once and it does what is needed. The jnani is like the sun who merely shines while all life's operations go on under his warm light. Bhagavan has also given the warning that his grace does not block or obstruct the course of dharma, that is, nature's law. It does not prevent the inevitable mishaps and disasters of mortal life, but it surely gives all mortals the strength of mind, the fortitude to bear the slings and arrows of fortune with equanimity and unruffled peace of mind. In short, the grace of Bhagavan, by turning man's look inward, by illumining his mind, and by initiating and sustaining his spiritual sadhana, enables him to annihilate the ego and realize the true self. It thus lifts up the mortal being to the immortal plane of cosmic consciousness. In popular parlance, the grace of Bhagavan does finally transform man into God. May Bhagavan's grace bring about the speedy fulfillment of the present project and fill the auditorium for the benefit of endless generations of sadhakas.